This is KCUR 89.3. The Marlboro Group of Neighborhoods in South Kansas City has many of the same problems other communities face: high poverty rates, aging infrastructure, abandoned properties, etc. But as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, Marlboro is seeing some dramatic changes thanks to massive public and private investment, dedicated leadership, and widespread community support.
Across the parking lot from the dollar store at 82nd Terrace on Troost, an expansive grassy hill surrounded by a walking path spills down to a lovely little reservoir. One recent sunny afternoon, a young woman was walking around the path. Neighborhood leaders in Marlboro see this yet unfinished project as the crown jewel of 10 years of revitalization efforts in the area between Gregory and 89th Street, Prospect, and Troost.
And you'll see it. I mean, if you come by different times of the day, and especially now that it's warm. Mm-hmm. People walk the track, they or sit, because there's places to sit, perch, and just watch people watch.
That's Brenda Thomas. She recently stepped down as the president of the Marlboro Neighborhood Coalition, but the high-energy activist says she'll definitely stay engaged. This evolving green space, she says, is part of a $50 million investment by Kansas City, Missouri, in green infrastructure to update the city's sewer system and control flooding. It's part of a mandate to ensure Kansas City's in compliance with federal clean water requirements. The reservoir is designed to catch excess water and treat stormwater runoff. Porous sidewalks that will extend from Troost through to Paseo will absorb excess rain. And Thomas says she's one of the many residents that have rain gardens.
A lot of neighbors decided that they would disconnect their gutters from going straight down into the ground and then get them connected to rain barrels, and then those rain barrels so that they could water their gardens.
Fifth District Councilwoman Alicia Cannaday says the green improvements have benefits above and below ground. 1,500 water mains have been replaced, 400 trees have been planted, and the communities receive more than 2,000 trash and recycling bins. But Marlboro's strategic plan is addressing other issues as well. It's worked with legal advisors to reduce vacant and abandoned homes, now few in comparison with other communities nearby. There are plans to convert two old schools into a recreation complex and market-rate housing. A charter school, Academy for Integrated Arts, opened in 2016 in the old King Louis East Bowling Alley at 79th and Troost. And efforts to create a downtown Marlboro business district have seen a few successes, a barbershop, an auto mechanic, but it's not the thriving commercial center the so-called Marlboro Village was decades ago. Cannaday says it's been a challenge.
You know, 18th and Vine has its own business district. Crossroads has theirs. Mm-hmm. I think it's just you hadn't heard it being discussed, downtown Marlboro. But it is, once was, and has the potential to become a great economic center again.
It's difficult to track population trends in Marlboro, but residents see more people happily calling Marlboro home. A bunch of kids are playing tag on a side street around Arleta Park at 77th and Prospect. It's another model green infrastructure innovation. At one end, resting backhoes and bulldozers indicate construction is ongoing. There's a playground, a basketball court, and a sunken garden designed for stormwater drainage. It's planted with flood-resistant grasses and shrubs. 16-year-old Central High sophomore Chris Ferrer's watching his younger cousins as they race on a side street.
It's nice growing up over here. Met a lot of people. See them all the time when I come and hoop and stuff. So, yeah, I like this community over here.
Back with Brenda Thomas at 80th and Paseo, workers are pounding stakes to finish construction of a small green space with a concrete plaza in the middle.
So this was to have and make sure that it was going to be a communal space, right? And so we came up with the idea of a hydrangea garden.
Today, the scent of blooming lilacs is on the air, and hydrangeas are ready to bud. Soon, there will be benches here and spots for people to have a quiet lunch, to hear a poetry reading or spoken word performance. The garden was mostly grant-funded, but Thomas says volunteers donated hundreds of hours. She meets up with one of them, 33-year-old Chris McMurray.
Yeah, so you're doing the concrete?
Yeah, we did the concrete, and then now we're ready to going to mark out the steel edging.
Yeah.
And then we're going to donate with the loader, and we're going to get rid of all the mulch outside of the area where they're wanting to put the grass.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do there.
I'm glad you're doing it, man. You're doing it.
McMurray was born and raised in Marlboro. Much of his family still lives here. Recently, he bought one of the area's vacant homes, rehabbed it, and has moved in. Thomas hopes this spot, Hydrangea Park, will be a healing, restorative place in the heart of Marlboro, a place to find some peace.
Have a nice clearing space where it's just calm. Yes, you may hear the sirens. Maybe you're going to hear at night the gunshots. But the whole purpose is to bring a different environment where they can say, ah, and just breathe. Just breathe.
And to have the same quality of life everyone expects. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.